Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Forever Dog.
Hi folks, this is Ben Blacker, co-creator of the Thrilling Adventure Hour. We have a special treat for you today. Back in 2017, my co-writer Ben Acker and I wrote Star Wars Join the Resistance, a middle grade novel about a bunch of kids who join the resistance against the First Order. The book came out just after The Force Awakens did. It takes place in that timeline of Star Wars. It also came out right after our former president, the former president, was inaugurated, and we were all feeling a little resistance-y. So, to celebrate the book and to support a good cause, Acker and I did what we do. We put on a variety show, the benefits of which went to Public Counsel, an organization that provides pro bono law services to LA's underrepresented communities. The Star Wars show remains one of the most fun things we've done. We're going to give you a very abbreviated version of the show in today's podcast episode, but you can purchase and stream the entire 2-hour show at our Vimeo store at vimeo.com/thrillingadventurehour/VOD_pages. You can find the link on our Twitter page. You don't have to remember vimeo.com/thrillingadventurehour/VOD_pages. And you know what? Because we're feeling generous and we love this Star Wars show so much and we appreciate you so much, we're going to make the video available to all of our Patreon subscribers. If you want to subscribe, head over to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. You'll get this video as well as all of the episodes of the podcast, including some otherwise unreleased bonus content. Check it out. Once again, that's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. Anyway, this Star Wars show was a blast. We did readings from our book. We did some silly sketches and stuff. And our band leader, Jordan Katz, put together this incredible ensemble, which included a horn section and a string section. They are the section quartet. If you look them up, you will see how impressive they really are. And these folks backed an amazing array of musicians singing space-ish themed songs. The show started with our pal Sarah Watkins performing my favorite song, David Bowie's Life on Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through a sunken dream to a seat with the clearest view, but she's hooked to the silver screen, and the film is a saddening bore. She's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools. Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lenin's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Roads. Rue Britannia is out of bounds, to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore. It's about to be ripped again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the law.
Just beautiful. More great performers followed, including Busy Phillips, Steve Agee, Janina Gavankar, Open Mike Eagle did a song, an amazing song of his own. Zach Sherwin, who is a songwriter and comedian, did a rap based on the Cantina song, which you have to hear, but you won't hear here. And soon we were thrilled to have the composer Michael Giacchino join us. Michael is, of course, just an unbelievable composer who wrote the score for Rogue One, but also for so many films you love, including Inside Out, Spider-Man Homecoming, and the subsequent Spider-Man sequels, Jojo Rabbit, the Jurassic World movies, and many, many more. Michael brought like 100 people with him on stage, including Kirk Thatcher, who has directed a bunch of Muppet-related things, including the recent Muppet Haunted Mansion, David Silverman, who directed The Simpsons movie, actors Tom Everett Scott and Dermot Mulroney. It was truly wonderful, truly delightful, truly mad. The kind of thing that only Michael Giacchino could come up with. Star Wars sea shanties.
One, two, three, four.
Sing along when you know the chorus.
What do you do with a drunken Jawa? What do you do with a drunken Jawa? What do you do with a drunken Jawa? Early in the morning.
Throw him in the sun until he's sober. Throw him in the sun until he's sober.
Throw him in the sun until he's sober. Early in the morning.
Way, hey, the force is rising. Way, hey, the force is rising. Way, hey, the force is rising. Early.
do you do with an angry Wookiee? What do you do with an angry Wookiee? What do you do with an angry Wookiee? Early in the morning.
Let him win the game or he'll tear your arms off. Let him win the game or he'll tear your arms off. Let him win the game or he'll tear your arms off.
Rising,
early in the morning.
Ha ha! I'm a Wookiee.
What do you do with a drunken Jawa? What do you do with a drunken Jawa? What do you do with a drunken Jawa? Early in the morning.
With a drunk stormtrooper,
what do you do with a drunk stormtrooper? What do you do with a drunk stormtrooper? Early in the morning. What do you do with a drunken Greedo early in the morning?
Draw your gun and be first to blast him! Draw your gun and be first to blast him! Draw your gun and be first to blast him!
Zabar burda solo!
Hey, the force is rising! Hey, hey, the force is rising! Hey!
An angry Vader. What do you do with a drunken Vader? What do you do with a drunken Vader? Early in the morning.
You don't do a thing with a drunken Vader. You don't do a thing with a drunken Vader. You don't do a thing with a drunken Vader.
Can you do the gremlin?
Oh, gremlin, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I throw that dismal caca.
Yeah.
All right.
It's my other, my side job.
That's his big talent.
That's what she said.
Just sing along, everyone.
You don't sing the blah, blah, blah part. That's our job. You sing the English part.
You gotta sing along. All right. Far away and a long time ago. Wait, let me start that over again.
It's going to be great.
I'll get this. There we go.
Hey, here we wrong. Go.
Far, far away and a long time ago. Yo-ho, blow the Death Star. A tale of a princess in search of a bow.
Give us some time to blow the Death Star.
All covered with sand.
Yo-ho,
hot.
Yo ho,
blow the dust off.
You came in that thing? You're braver than I thought.
Give us some time to blow the dust off.
Hold them ladies' life down so they get away.
Yo.
Hoping to lay.
Give us some time to blow the Death Star.
With X-Wings assembled, they plan their attack.
Yo ho, blow the Death Star.
And flying through trenches, some ain't coming back.
Give us some time to blow the Death Star.
I've lost R2-D2. I'm almost off course.
Force.
Give us some time to blow the Death Star.
Blow the Death Star, young Luke. Blow the Death Star.
Yo ho, blow the Death Star.
There be money and medals, free drinks at the bar.
Give us some time to blow the Death Star.
Once more.
Give us some time to blow the Death Star.
Twice more.
Give us some time.
Thank you. That guy scored Inside Out.
That was Michael Giacchino singing Star Wars sea shanties with a whole bunch of performers, and including the audience at Largo, where we held this event. We've been lucky enough to get to work with Weird Al Yankovic a number of times over the years in Thrilling Adventure Hour and elsewhere. And Al was kind enough to perform one of his Star Wars songs in this show, which is a really rare thing. He doesn't frequently perform his stuff without his regular band. He's that great a guy. But he wanted to support Public Council, and he was tickled by the idea of doing a night of Star Wars-related songs and space-related songs. And so here's Al with Sarah Watkins backing him up on what I think is one of his funniest songs.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the door and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas, then met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene, and we went to feed to see the queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. But he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the force, they say. Just 9 and she's 14, yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Well, I know we built C-3PO, and I've heard how fast his pod can go. And we were broke, it's true. Jabba started off that race. Well, I knew who would win first place. Oh yes, it was our boy. We started singing, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later. Now he's just a small fry. But he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm going to be a Jedi. Soon I'm going to be a Jedi. The Jedi Council we knew would want to see how good the boy could be. So we took him there and we told the tale how his midichlorians were off the scale, and he might fulfill that prophecy. Oh, the Council was impressed, of course. Could he bring balance to the Force? Just stick it in your pointy ear. I still will teach this boy. He was singing, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We cut a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken. And the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. Or he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There was so much fun stuff in this show. It was hard to pick out the stuff to play for you, but I thought I'd give you a bit of a segment here where there's some talking. Give your brain a rest for a minute. It is no easy task to follow Weird Al, but our pal Matt Gourley came out to host a mini segment of his terrific belated podcast, I Was There Too. Matt did this podcast for 100 episodes. It is... a show in which he talked with people who were present in great scenes from cinema history. So this is a podcast within a podcast. Here's Matt Gourley, Mark McConville, and Sarah Watkins performing Matt's theme song, followed by an I Was There Too mini episode.
Mark McConville. Well, I am very, very pleased to have this guest here tonight. This is more than an I Was There Too. This is really an I Was There. This is a major person in one of the movies that's relevant to our interests tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is very exciting. Ahmed Best, Jar Jar Binks. How are you, Ahmed?
Good. How are you? Hi, everyone. Please lower your expectations.
No. My first question is, who's your tailor? You look great.
Thank you. They said cocktail attire, and this is what I drink in, so. Let's put this shit on.
So not only Jar Jar Binks, you played multiple roles throughout the prequel trilogy plus in the Clone Wars cartoon.
Yeah.
I want to get to the heart of where Jar Jar Binks ends up, because recently some information has come out. You're probably aware of this, I'm sure, but in an upcoming novel, it is revealed that the fate of Jar Jar Binks is that he has stepped away from the Galactic Senate in trade negotiations and is now a street performer in the streets of Naboo.
Yeah.
How does this sit with you?
A little bit true to life. How it feels. You know, when I read it, I actually quite liked it. It was a very tragic and very sad ending for Jar Jar. I always had a beef with the fact that I never got a good death, you know? So I would always, like, every time I saw George Lucas, I didn't mean to drop that like that. But I would see George, and I'd be like, come on, man, we have to tie this up somehow. So I kind of dug the fact that this novel kind of did that.
Yeah, and he actually goes as far as to say, like, I've made some mistakes, and this is why this happened to me.
Yeah.
So it's almost like
it's
punishment.
Really tragic.
Yeah, it is a little really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah,
I liked it. Good drama.
Yeah. It's the whole character arc and catharsis and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's nice.
You also, if I'm correct, played Yoda as the stand-in for at least Attack of the Clones, right? The physical body of Yoda on the set.
Yeah. I was Yoda. Frank Oz, who does Yoda, he wasn't available to do a couple of scenes while we were shooting Clones. And I was standing there. And George was like, Ahmed will do it. And I was like, I'll do it, I guess. And I was like, every time somebody couldn't make it, I was the voice of that person.
So there like was who a, else?
There was a day where like four people didn't show up, and it was like four
different
creatures.
What is this,
creatures.
Jury duty?
Yeah.
This is a Star Wars movie.
They all must have been a higher pay grade than me because I was there every day. But they would show up and they were like, all right, can you do that? So there was one day, there's one scene where we're in Clones, we're in Ian McDiarmid, Senator Palpatine's office, right? And there's a bunch of Jedi's there and Yoda's there and Yoda wasn't there and I was there. So I had to play Yoda, and there was like a couple of other CG Jedi's that weren't there. So I was like me, Yoda, and like random CG Jedi's, just different voices, and like at the same time. And what was funny was like all the extras who didn't know what was going on and didn't know where to look, because there was like a little dot on the ground where Yoda was, uh-huh. And I was there and stand next to a bunch of people. And then there was just, you know, in the CG world, they just put like orbs and globes, and you have to make believe they're actually things that you talk to. So all the extras were just kind of like, I would speak, and they would look at me, and I'd be like, no, you have to look at the orb. And then we'd have to cut and do it again, and then I would speak again, like, no, you have to look at the dot. And, you know, the ADs would come out and be like, the dot's Yoda, the orb's the Senator, this person, Jedi's over here, so, like, orb, dot, globe, okay?
Was there ever any thought of you just hopping from place to place throughout the scene?
I couldn't, because I was Jar Jar. I was like, I was in the whole Jar Jar thing, and I didn't want to fuck up ILM as much as I did anyway, so if I was like, oh no, now I'm Yoda, it would have been confusing.
Well, to that point, now Jar Jar Binks is a heavily discussed and debated character, and it's almost 20 years now. What is
really
your
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. It's just been endless green lights for me since since 97. No idea what you mean.
What is your perspective on it?
Well, it's interesting kind of being the guy, you know. I've had to take several steps back and look at it in a macro kind of way, and you know, the 20,000 foot and all the other fucking cliches. But for me, it was really something that happened in film history. And the fact that I could be a part of this pioneering not only technology but performance art that pretty much changed movies, that's the big takeaway for me, you know. And I didn't ride the line in the character, so you either love them or hate them. And as an actor, that's my job, just to do the job and make the character live. So if you have a reaction to him, then I did my job.
I'm glad you did. Ladies and gentlemen, Ahmed Best.
Thank you.
Be around for a little bit more here tonight. Thank you, Ahmed.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Ahmed.
All the episodes of I Was There Too are available, and you should absolutely go check them out. Matt is a great interviewer, and if you are a film buff at all, he's talked to so many terrific people who were present in the great scenes from film history. Moving on in this Star Wars show, there was so much here that is worth hearing. You know, Matt was part of a whole running gag where we had him play a song about Star Wars that he wrote when he was in his 20s. And then Jordan did this huge arrangement of it that we did at the end of the show. Gosh, we did another Weird Al song. Everybody sang on it. It was incredible. Just a super fun night. I hope you'll check out the video over on Vimeo or via our Patreon. But in the meantime, I wanted to end with this. We are huge fans of the singer and songwriter Gabby Moreno. So we invited Gabby to come on this show to perform. And Gabby has a complicated relationship with Star Wars.
Growing up in Guatemala, you know, I was born in 82, end of 81, so anyways, the thing is, by the time I had any notion about movies, it was the 90s already, and so, this is going to sound so awful, but I actually saw Spaceballs before.
That's valid, it's valid, it's a gateway movie.
I'm so sorry.
Did you think it was funny?
Oh my God, yes. And then when I saw Star Wars, I was like, oh.
That's amazing.
She's utterly charming about this. And she and I talked as we were planning the show about what songs she might do. And we wanted her to bring her stunning, inimitable voice to a song that had special resonance at that time when we were all sort of deep in the doldrums. And the song continues to have resonance as we try to make our way through a world that grows more fraught and more complicated and more difficult and often seems hopeless and out of our own control. So Gabby sings this beautiful David Bowie song, and you can hear the way the audience reacted. And I'll tell you, like, I can't hear this song without being moved to tears by her performance. Thank you for listening, Adventure Gateers. Thanks for supporting us. We're here for you, too, always. You're not alone.
Time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then your cigarette. The wall to wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it, and the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past a cafe, but you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Chef brakes are snarling across the road, but the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow, don't let the milk float, ride your mind. You're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.